Former O.J. Simpson prosecutor Christopher Darden has been following the congressional shootings. His initial thought is that it was an assassination attempt fueled by negative political rhetoric. That stems from various areas to include from the United States president. Darden, a black Republican who felt the brunt of the national divide during the O.J. Simpson case, offers his thoughts on a way towards unity. He says,
"Well, my initial thought was this was an attempted assassination of federal officials, and it was something I have expected, and I think most Americans have expected, given the political climate which we exist right now."
And you are a Republican. I mean, do you think this was extreme, or?
I think the rhetoric needs to, you know, be walked back. I think that people are concerned. People are stressed in the country. That's all we talk about and hear about on a daily basis, scandal after scandal. Old folks are afraid that their benefits are going to be cut. Young folks are afraid of what the Trump administration is doing to the environment, student loans, and the upcoming federal budget. People don't know what to think. People are not accustomed to living in America where the government is almost anti and against the people. He has ratcheted up the rhetoric surrounding gun possession. And once right, you carry firearms. So now you have this guy that travels all the way from Illinois with a high-capacity magazine and high-capacity rifle, apparently designed for the military. And, it's the government that created this problem.
So in all this, you see ratcheting down the rhetoric and you see guns. And is there another piece to it that you see as well?
You look at the shooter's Facebook page, you see that he is a Bernie Sanders supporter. He was angry at the DNC. He disliked Hillary Clinton. At the same time, he disliked President Trump even more. He opposed Trump's election, and in his own words, he viewed Trump as a traitor to the American people. It's a perfect storm of political angst. You know, there's so many divisions. It's gun lobbyists, Second Amendment folks, African Americans versus white, Democrats versus Republicans. Then there are regional and geographical divisions. How do we mend these issues? I think the first thing we have to do is address the problem. Who created some of these divisions? I think that some of this lies at the feet of the President of the United States. I just hope that everybody, can take a moment, take three deep breaths and calm themselves. You know, we're in a place we've never been before, politically, and, we're going to find our way through this. We are Americans.
April Ryan, AURN News.